this year, and first, you know, that fourth one or the way it did. How do you bounce back?
Don't change anything. Keep your belief and affirm your belief in your process and in those around you, which I believe in. So we keep moving forward.
Giorgio, on the PAT is obviously a high snap. What goes through your mind at that point? Were you able to get it off comfortably enough?
My mind was pretty blank. I like to think I could have had a little bit more poise in that situation.
But I mean, that's as tough as it gets, right? You have to pause. You weren't able to fully
pause. Sure, but you know, I'm a professional. I should be able to do that. So.
George, in close games like that, special teams usually do play that kind of a role. Especially playing a division opponent, you know it's going to be a close game typically against them. You go in and knowing that's going to be the case. Do you have prepared any differently, just going the importance of that unit in a game like this?
No, I just try to continue to take every day, take every opportunity to improve, and be focused on your preparation and your process, and try not to look at the situation and circumstances and let those define how you prepare.
George, let's kind of take us through that extra point there. Dean, you might have already said, but
sure.
Take us back to that extra point with the snap, the hold.
It was fine. I should have just been a little bit more poised. You know, I could have been a little bit more calm and kind of trusted my technique a little bit more. Yeah.
It seems like the process was, it seemed like the snap was a bit high and the hold was maybe later than what you had expected.
I haven't seen the film, so I won't be able to talk about it quite yet. But, you know, just in my first reflection, I could have been a little bit more poised.
No problem.